A Christian avoids the death sentence in Afghanistan. The threat of violence in Sri Lanka isn't stopping tsunami church recovery. And new homes in Haiti are a long-lasting testimony of Christ's love. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. People rallied in Afghanistan yesterday against an apostasy case involving 41-year-old Abdul Rahman. He converted from Islam to Christianity 15 years ago. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the court dismissed the case because of lack of evidence and claimed he's mentally unfit. He says that pacifies both sides temporarily, but doesn't answer the larger question.
How is Afghanistan going to treat Christians? Are they going to recognize the possibility that an Afghan can be a follower of Jesus Christ? Or aren't they? That's the question that really hasn't been answered.
Many fear Rahman will be killed once he's released. While Nettleton's asking Christians to pray for Rahman's safety, he's also asking people to pray for his witness.
To have a man on national TV testify, I am a believer in Jesus Christ. I believe the New Testament. That's going to create some opportunities to witness and to follow up on that. So I think that we can pray this will be the beginning of a revival in that country.
Next, a suspected Tamil Tiger front threatened on Monday to resume attacks on Sri Lanka's military. However, that threat isn't stopping Back to the Bible's work there. Country director James Kenaganayagam says Back to the Bible has been helping Christians recover in the wake of the tsunami that devastated that island nation. He says reestablishing churches has been a top priority.
We've been able to give musical instruments and sound equipment, giving them what they needed to get back on track. We've also been able to help pastors with pastors' packs and libraries to help them to get back to their trade of ministry.
Kenaganayagam says with uncertainty in the wind again, he's asking Christians to pray for people listening to them.
Many people are listening to the radio programs, but we are praying that God would bring about a conviction and a significant change in their lives. You can also pray that God give us new opportunities to air more programs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A recent survey by the Barna Group finds that evangelicalism is more pervasive than previous years. The study indicates half the people who call themselves born-again Christians actually are. The report also finds the evangelical middle-aged generation growing faster than that of their parents and grandparents. The study says many adults have an immature faith but understand the need of the gospel. This presents a challenge to the church to help them grow spiritually and encourage them to reach out. Next, Wycliffe Bible Translators Ruth Hubbard says they're modifying their approach to Bible translation by not limiting it to the written word.
It's a change that's come over time, but one that we are really committed to right now is not just taking Western missionaries and teaching people to read and write, but teaching nationals to teach the literacy classes themselves.
Hubbard says a young student, James Werribu, is a perfect example of their approach to literacy training. After going to school, James returned to his home village in Mauafi in Papua New Guinea to serve with Wycliffe.
In 2004, he started building a literacy classroom at his own expense, on his own time. He completed the building and officially opened the literacy school in February of 2005. And so we're seeing someone who's committed to his people, committed to the Word of God, committed to the development that can happen in a people group when literacy comes.
And for Haiti with Love is beginning construction on Pilgrim House number 16 now that its predecessor is finished. For Haiti's goal is to build 3 homes if the funding provides the opportunity. But there are so many needs. The Pilgrim House project is one of the long-lasting witnesses of For Haiti. Putting a family in their own home tells the community that God cares about them and opens doors for the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be doers of the word and not hearers only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.